Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Jimmy, the Associate Creative Director for Manuel here at AGM.
And welcome to the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. A warm welcome to our new listeners. Go ahead and hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest tips and tricks in the social marketing world.
The addition of Facebook marketing to an Amazon business could be the rocket fuel you're looking for, but only if you have the right strategies. In this podcast video, Manuel talks with Curtis Johnson, the president of Manage by Stats, one of the best software platforms in the world for streamlining your Amazon business. This is from his show, AMZ Seller Real Talk, and they cover several important items that every Amazon seller needs to consider, whether they're brand new or an old pro. You'll hear them talk about, should you start on Amazon or Shopify or somewhere else? How COVID accelerated years of e-commerce growth in just a few months. How to get the most from your Amazon business using Facebook marketing. Why Facebook marketing is more than just Facebook itself. Why so many people fail at Facebook marketing. What needs to happen before you build your e-commerce business outside of Amazon. Why learning new things just isn't enough. This 35-minute interview is a no-brainer for any Amazon seller or someone considering selling on Amazon. Check it out.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of AMZ Seller Real Talk. Host Curtis Johnson, for all of you who have been following along, we usually have Jade Coleman here or Justin, but they're actually out of town. They decided to take 2 weeks off for Thanksgiving. So, you know, they're one vacation a year. But for your enlightenment, we have someone who we've actually worked with ourselves, and we know the level of expertise that this man brings to the marketing arena. So we have with us here Manuel Suarez. He is known as the Ninja.
Great to be here, Curtis.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you here.
It's actually good that the other two guys are not here, because I talk a lot, and you know that about me already. So it might end up being too short. Yeah, so it works out well. So I'm excited to be here, Curtis.
Yeah, we're very happy to have you on here. So just to dive right in, because I know you bring a wealth of knowledge to the marketing arena. But just for anyone who's not familiar with you, first off, where can they find you? Where can they follow you? And then also tell me a little bit about your background.
Okay, well, I am an accidental marketer. That's the way that I like to describe it, because I got into the world of marketing out of a necessity to feed my family and survive. It goes back to, I don't have a background of nothing.
Right.
Maybe I have a background of criminality and drugs. but when it comes to education and training and certificates, I've got nothing on my walls. I just survived in life. I figured out how to put enough food on my plates. And along the way, I was looking for opportunities. Many things happened that led me to where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that people talk about, overnight success and overnight stories. It's been a project in the works for a long time. I think my story, to summarize it, begins in 2008.
Good year to have any story start.
Isn't that cool? You know, I always joke about, I believe, Curtis, that I seriously mean it, that I was the last person to buy a real estate property in the United States real estate market in that environment.
Oof.
And I got to the United States. I was in Mexico for years. I met my wife. We got married. She got pregnant in 2006, moved over here, and I got no career.
Yeah.
And I got a job paying me $500 a week, a full-time job. And I got to enjoy that job a bit. And it's nothing that I felt like, oh, I'm going to get rich out of this. So I had a 9-to-5, just right, like a lot of people. And for some reason, I walk into a bank and I say to the bank, can you lend me $250,000 to buy myself a property? Oh, yeah, sure. What's your finances like? Oh, I make $2,000 a month and my wife makes another 2,000, and oh, sure, you got a down payment? Nope, no down payment, no savings, no credit, no nothing. Oh, no problem, you can go ahead and sign here.
The American dream.
The American dream, and that became real that moment. I bought myself a house. I think that same day the market, the bubble burst. I mean, obviously I'm exaggerating. I paid the mortgage for a few months.
Even at that, though.
Yeah, but obviously a combination of elements happened. Like I paid my mortgage for a few months, and then I couldn't because the economy started melting.
Yeah.
And I lost my job, and I wasn't getting any income, and I had kids now, second baby about to be born. So it all fell apart right there, you know? And just like for many millions of Americans, what do I do, right? Like, I don't have a career. I'm not supposed to be successful.
Right.
I mean, if you ask my mom, she'll still wonder if I'm trafficking with drugs or doing other things.
Something tells me that's an exaggeration.
I can comfortably say this, Curtis, because I know she's not going to be listening to this, right? It's something that I joke about a lot because we're a family of four kids, right? And I'm the youngest one. And I'm just not supposed to be successful.
Sure.
I am more wealthy and I'm more successful than all my siblings by a long shot.
Right.
They all went through, I mean, one of my brothers, he's a doctor, molecular biology, 10-year career. This guy is an absolute genius. I have another guy who's a computer scientist. I mean, these people are geniuses.
Sure.
And they're awesome. They don't get close to my success financially what I've been able to accomplish in the last decade. And it's kind of strange because I'm the one that was supposed to be like the rotten.
You're the one who didn't get the degree.
I didn't get the degree. I didn't go through the process. I didn't get myself educated. I didn't do any of the things that were supposed to do to be successful. Mm-hmm. It was, again, built out of necessity. So we're going to skip the several other failures that I had along the way.
Skip right to success.
Yeah. And then obviously we're here on AMC Real Talk, right?
That's right.
And my beginnings are as an Amazon seller.
You know, I remember you telling me about this, and it's a really interesting little story.
Without Amazon, I'm not where I'm at today.
Right.
If I didn't have Amazon, and that's something that sometimes we take for granted, but companies like Amazon gave us opportunities that mm-hmm. did not exist, that our ancestors never had access to. Sometimes people tell me, I'm talking to a lot of Amazon sellers here, but people ask me, because I do a lot of content, they'll say, Manuel, should I build my own Shopify channel or should I start on Amazon? And the question is, the answer is always the same, always the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, look, where are you at today? Do you already have 100 million monthly unique buyers? If you do, please go ahead and start on Shopify.
Sure.
If you don't, this is no no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon is an opportunity for you to capture the audiences that you would have only dreamed about before the world of the internet, that it was something that you would generally hallucinate with. Even like entrepreneurs of old, the Warren Buffetts and the Steve Jobs and all these people, they could not even dream about this as they were building businesses.
Oh, the world of Amazon is something unbelievable.
Whoa.
10 years ago.
Incredible, right? Yeah. So the whole thing for me was like, there was an aha moment for me. Mm-hmm. And it was an Amazon aha moment. Me having a confidence that I was meant to be a failure, like I was confident that somehow somebody had to die for me to be wealthy. I think I told you about that, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
My dad had a business and, we had I had some people that were successful and my brother being a doctor. I'm like, well, maybe somehow something's going to fall on my plate.
Right.
And that's my only way out, right?
Fingers crossed,
yeah. Right? But as I saw my dad getting healthier and healthier, he's a social media superstar,
yeah.
70 years old, with doing a lot of content, and I'm like, it's not going to happen. His subject is health.
You're like, shoot, someone else is going to have to die.
I think
it won't be my dad.
He's going to outlive me, man. He's going to outlive me. So there was a moment, as entrepreneurs, there are moments that change everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes we forget about that. But it's not that there's a whole big timeline of things that happen. I recognize easily 3 to 4 moments in my life in the last, I'm going to say, 8 years that have determined the path that I'm in and where I'm at today. One of those moments was my wife. She's already a businesswoman. We had a company called Natural Slim. I had nothing to do with it. It was her and my dad that started building this out. We still weren't successful. She was trying. I wasn't really connected with it. This company today is a $50 million a year company. But back then, it was nothing. It
sure.
was just a dream, all right? My brother-in-law, who you know, Jorge.
Yeah.
He came to us and he said, look, there's this thing called Amazon Prime and you can list your own products and ship them to Amazon and Amazon's gonna take care of the shipping.
And you probably were like, what are you on?
What?
Are you kidding?
This is Amazon. It's Amazon Prime. They're the ones selling the products, right? So it was a big wake up moment.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop thinking about it from that point on. And it became like, it just, Curtis, there's one thing about entrepreneurship that sometimes people forget about. And what really makes a good entrepreneur and differentiates them from a bad one, it's utilization of common sense. Mm. The ability to look at something and understand that makes sense.
Right.
That looks like it has a lot of legs and it can go up. That seems like something that we should leverage. Like, for example, I'm a social media marketer.
Yeah.
I'm known in the world of social media as a Facebook marketing ninja. Mm-hmm. I have a podcast called the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. I looked at Facebook. I created this podcast back in 2016, I believe, by now. I looked at the world and I saw that everybody was using it. And I saw Instagram and I saw the explosion and I went to a dinner and everybody was on it. And I looked at the statistics and I saw 50% of the time spent on mobile was being spent on these two platforms.
Right.
And it just became a common sense point in which I'm like, whoa, wait a second. I'm going to brand myself the Facebook Ninja because mm-hmm. it looks like there's a big wave coming and I better position myself in front of it.
Right.
The same thing was with Amazon. It's just, wow, there's a wave coming. So I just got all over that and I didn't stop from there. I mean, there's a couple of businesses that I started with. One of them was Natural Slim. I put it on the Amazon platform. Mm-hmm. It took off. Again, like I said, it's a $50 million a year corporation right now. COVID has been great for the business, horrible for the world.
Right. There are definitely a couple businesses that have seen growth, and I can imagine with what you guys are doing with Natural Sun, that's
we've done really
right
well.
There.
We've done really well, but a lot of e-commerce. I mean, you've seen it already.
Yeah, like
generally, I've seen a bunch of other brands that are not health related absolutely skyrocket.
Health, any kind of home fitness. Oh my goodness, home fitness is a big deal.
But hey, you would be surprised the brands are exploding. You know that I have a lot of data, Curtis.
You do, and that's why we wanted to have you on because.
Yeah. I manage a lot of different brands and a lot of different types of industries and companies and niches. Mm-hmm. And we've seen all kinds of things explode. I mean, I have a toy business that sells, again, we're not here to get political, all right? But I do have a client that pays me for my services and he sells Trump figures, Trump pens, birthday cards. He sells poop emojis and things like that.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't, it's almost like, okay, let's step outside the box for a second and realize whether you're Trump or Biden, doesn't matter. There's clearly 70 million people who voted for both sides. So you've obviously got a market there.
People that are listening, 50-50 chance that you guys are on one of those
sides.
One
or the other, yeah. Or you're the other half of the country that didn't vote. But either way, right. You know, you've still got, it's a market. A market is a market.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Is it really half of the country that didn't vote, Curtis? Because we have 300 million people, right? But how about all the children? How about all the children?
Yeah, you're right,
I think we probably got like 70% of the country.
It was definitely the largest turnout in any election.
It was
so
intense.
It's a very, you know, it's part of the country you vote.
Right. Anyways, the point is that it's not only about health brands or fitness brands or like brands that are like about, you know, making somebody do better or feel better in this environment. Mm-hmm. It's about e-commerce, period. It's about the internet. That's it. End of story.
Yeah.
It's been an acceleration. It's like, guys, it's like what I've been telling people all over the place. Like, look, it's been going on for a long time already, right? The internet has been evolving for a solid, 25 years?
20, 30 years, yeah.
Well, 100%. It goes back to 1995, Windows 95, right? So we're looking at a solid 25 years of evolution of the internet.
Right.
And it's been aggressively growing. Not slowly, aggressively. But it still had a lot of time until it really took over the world.
Right.
It still had another 20 years. I mean, still retail was very solid. Physical locations were very solid. Mm-hmm. Malls were still packed. We still had a lot of things traditionally that people are not gonna let go.
Right.
COVID has taken everything away.
Just sliced it at the knees.
Literally a decade has been shaved off of the time of the internet acceleration.
Well, and you can see that just by looking at Amazon stock.
Oh my God, that's
It's stock. Unbelievable.
You
it's
and
unbelievable.
I should have just put all our money on it and if we knew, wouldn't have to work.
This is probably the most used statement ever. If we knew today, 6 months ago, we'd be on a beach in Tahiti instead of doing this podcast.
I know.
So you're welcome that we didn't buy Amazon stock because now we get Manuel Suarez.
We can give you value here, right? I mean, it's like they say, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Man. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so
I invested stock on Facebook when I put money on it, all right? When it was a $13 stock. that everybody said it was going to die and he was not going to be able to figure out mobile advertising, and it was all super overblown. And imagine that. I mean, if you put $10,000 in that, you know how much money you will have? Just make the
just
math, all right?
It's insane. It's insane. Right. Okay, so then your first business, you jumped in, you did get your feet wet in Amazon. You helped take your father's brand, a number of others, very successful companies that when they started with you were not.
Right.
Or were okay.
Right.
And you've taken them to the next level to a large degree by utilizing the power that is Facebook marketing.
And incredible opportunities in that, in those platforms, because it's not only the Facebook nice little blue looking app mm-hmm. that we all have come to know, and it's like the power of all everything that they have around the Facebook, Instagram, the WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, their connections with other platforms.
Yeah.
And it's quite a bit. And
important point that it's quite a bit, because I think that I don't want to speak for everyone who sells on Amazon, but I'm sure a lot of people, they source their product, they get their product, and they're like, okay, well, I know I have to do Amazon PPC. But diving into Facebook advertising, I'm sure can be a little bit of a, I don't want to say nightmare, because maybe that's a little bit of a harsh term, but it isn't a baby anymore. It's grown into a full-fledged marketing just monster.
It's an absolute monster.
Yeah.
And still today, Curtis, 2020, as we're recording this right now, it's November, and Facebook has continued to explode.
Yeah.
And the stock also, like Amazon, has continued to explode.
Can't stop.
I think it's a $300 stock right now. I haven't checked in a few days, but oh my God, right? So people have been waking up to the opportunity. Companies have been waking up to the opportunity of Facebook advertising. But still, let me tell you one fact. It's just getting started.
Yeah.
Because this evolution is just beginning. Now, if we look at the specific numbers of success on social media, they're still very low.
Right.
We're talking about 95% of brands that invest in social media advertising.
Yeah.
Will tell you that they fail on social media ads. What I like to explain to them generally is that, look, it's not about the platform itself. It's about the strategy itself. And that's something that we can talk about with these guys today, because you gotta have the right strategy.
Yeah.
Something that I learned from my dad throughout my years of being close to him. Great businessman, very smart guy. He said, look, son, when an arm is bleeding out, cut it out and keep going. You know, make sure that you don't let anything bleed you out, right? It's never about the battle. Mm-hmm. A war is not won with battles. It's won with a strategy. So if something didn't work out, you need to get back to the drawing boards and find a strategy that works and get back to it.
Okay.
Social media is all about a strategy. There's a strategy for Amazon sellers. For example, for any of you guys that are listening, right, or watching this, if you are investing advertising dollars to get people from Facebook to buy your products full price on Amazon, you're going to waste every single penny of that dollar. You gotta have a strategy. And we can talk about the strategy, but you got to know what you're doing, because if you don't do it correctly, mm-hmm. it's going to end up being a waste. You're going to come back to me and you're going to say, look, I already invested on social media ads
right. And
it didn't work out. And that's not the route. That's not how you utilize the power of social media to get more positioning on Amazon or to get sales and revenue on Amazon.
Okay.
So if that shocked you right now and you were already like in the middle of like, I'm going to create a campaign because Manuel says that it's an opportunity for Amazon sellers. That's not the way it works. You got to know exactly how to go about and what is the strategy for each individual thing. Because Curtis, there are different strategies for different things. For example, if you want to get ranking on Amazon, you're going to have a strategy in place.
Sure.
What's the winning strategy? If you want to generate reviews, well, you got to have a strategy. Mm-hmm. They're both important. Different strategies, right? Sometimes they can help each other out. If you want to generate revenue, then that's another strategy.
Sure.
If you want to build social media, e-commerce, Amazon is not the route. From Facebook to Amazon, that's not the route. Well, what you guys got to do is that you have to create your own e-commerce. And at that point, Facebook will become an opportunity for any of you guys. And I don't think that there's any valid reason to stop you guys from, as you're growing your Amazon brands, get some of that capital that you're making and putting it into your own channels.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, even though I love Amazon, you and I both love it to death.
Yeah.
We think it's a massive opportunity. It's just getting started. There's enormous potential for us to reach millions of people. you still don't control that conversation. Mm-hmm. You still have limitations as to what you can do, what you can say, what you cannot say, how do you communicate, how much you communicate. All of that stuff is being controlled by this company that believes that that customer is their client.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Because of that, you still have to focus on, okay, long term, as I'm building my brand, can I get some of that capital instead of going out to the piña coladas and drinking daiquiris at the beach, right? Can I grab some of that capital and build a brand in my own piece of real estate in which I can control the actual conversation from beginning to end?
So then what are some of the basics that someone has to have in to achieve that? Because yeah, you're talking about a strategy. What are some of those essential elements that someone who has a brand, is just getting started, or they're a veteran, but they don't have that branding element? What are some of the things that they have to have in place?
Right. So they're already positioned on Amazon, or they're just getting started?
Let's say that they're already on Amazon. They're already positioned on Amazon and they're selling all right.
They're selling all right. It's not even close to where they want to be.
Exactly.
Right. So if you're an Amazon seller, right? So you got to understand that if you're just getting started, you're not going to quit your 9-to-5 job.
For sure.
Right. And that's just the way it is. We haven't talked about this part of my story, but you know, Curtis, that I'm not only, I did not only work with Natural Slim. I began with two businesses, mm-hmm. right? And a business that I created, I was having a 9-to-5 job, and it was a bed sheets business.
Yes, that's right.
And I can tell you guys all about it because I sold this business already. All right. So I sold it in 2017, and that led me towards opening up my agency because. Yeah. You know, I was like, okay, what do I do now? And I opened up a marketing agency, which is AGM Marketing, mm-hmm. which stands for Attention Grabbing Media.
But it's a very fitting name.
It's a good name, right? Yeah. Instead of calling it Manuel Suarez Agency, I'm like, let me do something
agency
more.
Agency what?
Yeah, exactly. So I created this business, and it was a beautiful model because as soon as I woke up to it, I had a partner, which is still my partner mm-hmm. in my agency. His name is Ernesto. He was working with me in this 9-to-5 job every day, right? And in the weekends, he didn't have enough money, so he would take bed sheets consignment. The brand of the bed sheet was Clark. And a lot of you guys might have heard about this brand because it's been a huge brand for a long time. Mm-hmm. Cheap, affordable bed sheets, imitations of Egyptian cotton stuff, right? It's like, in other words, it's trash bed sheets, all right? Being sold for $20. Now, I don't want to say to anybody that I don't want to insult anybody that's into those sheets. I'm telling you, they're not really high quality.
You could get better.
There's Martha Stewart. There's like Melanie, and there's all these
Target
other brands,
brand.
Right? Target brands, etc. That are like more higher end.
Sure.
Or there's 100% cottons or 100% bamboos, etc.
Yeah.
The point is that he would get these bed sheets for consignment, and he would get them for $11, mm-hmm. and then he would put a desk and a banner, and he would get himself in the middle of the streets, somewhere, in the corners, in mm-hmm. empty lots, in gas stations, and he would put these bed sheets up for sale. And he would sell a lot. People would stop and buy his bed sheets, and he was doing pretty well with it. So as I was learning about Amazon and understanding how it works, and I was consuming as much content as possible and looking at YouTube videos and doing this training and doing that stuff. Whatever I could find that would give me some data, I said, Ernesto, come over here. I got an idea. Why don't you let me have some of those bed sheets and let me see if we can make a market on this.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Instead of reselling Clark, I want to do a private label brand.
Sure.
All right, let's do it. All right, because that's the way that it's supposed to be done. Everybody's talking about private label.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do that. So I went to the computer. We created a label and we printed it out, and it was called Cozy House Collection. And you guys are gonna find it right now. You're gonna see the powerhouse of the brand that is that I built with these two hands, all right? That I built, and we launched it. Cozy, I tried to get Cozy.
Yeah.
It was not available. So I said, forget about it. We're gonna go to the UK spelling of Cozy, COSY. Let's go.
That's
awesome. We're a UK brand, right? This Puerto Rican kid, right?
It's Royal. Better sheets, right?
Cozy House Collection. So we created Cozy House Collection. We printed the labels. We took away the labels from the bed sheet.
Yeah.
And we stamped ours. And congratulations, you have a private label brand.
Right.
And then we launched it. And you know what happened, Curtis? Guess what? We started selling.
Mm-hmm.
And we started selling. And I sold another one and then another one. And then one day I sell 8 and I say 10. And I'm like, oh my God, this is incredible. What's going on? And then we got another partner involved who's the one that would supply the consignment. And then we formed a trio. Mm-hmm. So it, my first business, which was doing $6 million a year in its second year.
Yeah.
In its second year. Cost me $0. For those of you guys, all right, that are saying right now, yeah, but doing an Amazon business costs money and you gotta have money for inventory and you gotta have money for this and it takes money to make money. I invested $0. I was bankrupt.
You just gotta get freaking creative.
Curtis, people say that we're bankrupt. I literally declared bankruptcy in 2010. I had nothing.
Yeah.
All I did was that I figured out platforms, I learned, I observed, I looked around, what can I find, what can I do, how can I leverage things, and I obsessed, and I had a signal. I had an internet signal, and that was enough because I could afford my cell phone at least, which was $50 a month, all right? Bad quality signal, but I had it, all right? And that was enough for me to watch YouTube videos, and I did that for a while, and that was enough. And I paid with my intellectual property. Mm-hmm. I paid with, like what they say, sweat, equity. And I was able to build this brand, which was very successful, and it became like a powerhouse.
Sure.
Then from that point on, we made some money, which is why we go back to what I was saying, like what is the route? What are the steps, right? We grabbed some of that money and we built websites and we built funnels.
Sure.
And we started working on building lists. And I went deep into the social media world, but only after Amazon took off.
Sure, okay. So you already had flow coming in, and now you're looking at, okay, how do we expand this outside of the normal reach of Amazon?
So you gotta focus on taking Amazon off. Okay. Like, you gotta make it take off. Once you make Amazon take off, you gotta keep on putting your head down and learning strategy, staying connected with Curtis and listening to the podcast and consuming content and watching videos and training yourself and doing that over and over again and putting down that Netflix show or like that binge watching House of Cards on Netflix or the stupid Game of Thrones or whatever the case may be, whatever you're into, if you have big dreams and goals.
Game of Thrones, so you don't have to watch it. They all die in the end. There you go. You don't have to watch it anymore.
That's good. The end of it.
Yeah.
Is that true? I don't know, right?
Not all, but most.
Curtis, if somebody's watching the show right now, they're going to be so mad.
I'm going to get hate mail. I guarantee they're going to get hate mail for that.
That's like next level ruining, spoiling shows, right?
Okay,
but you got to invest your energy in making yourself better.
Yeah.
And it has to match whatever ambitions you have, right? Like, right? If you have big goals and dreams, then you got to make sure that whatever energy you're putting matches that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because then... here's the thing, we covered the very important point. You made the very important point. You have to have that strategy there. But let's face it, they're not gonna get that strategy from a 30-minute podcast. So where do you suggest someone goes to really get a good grip on that strategy? Hey, check this out, shameless branding mention. Don't you have a course that someone could do?
I have a coaching program, Curtis. And the way that I do it is that with COVID, I made it really accessible to people. Because as you know me long enough, you know that I sold a lot of this course. It's called the Facebook Masters course.
We have it. We use it.
Right. So I sold it for $2,000. During COVID, my focus is on the agency.
Yeah.
I still do a lot of training, and there's several motivations for my training. I use my training to keep my staff educated and on the same page as me.
Yeah.
And I also use it to provide a lot of value. So I have a $97 a month membership right now.
Which is okay, just think of it this way. Let's say someone is selling a product for $100 and they've got a 30% profit margin. They literally need to increase their sales by three units a month to justify that course. If you can't do three more units a month by adding Facebook marketing, you're doing something wrong. Get his course, just do it.
You gotta invest in yourself. The way that I do it is I've been doing this coaching for 3 years now. It's a weekly program and I'm there teaching strategies, social media strategies, me and my team, like aggressively. And we give out funnels and we do like actual practical things. Aside from that, I have a program which I recorded, which is 40 hours of content.
Right.
It's 190 lessons. And that's what they call the Facebook Masters. That's there. And that's part of having access to his membership. So the amount of value, if somebody really wants to get trained,
yeah,
it's there. If you really want to get better, if you want to make your brand more visible, if you want to get more positioning for your business, the training and the information is there. I don't care if you pick me or you pick Curtis or you pick anybody. It doesn't matter. You just got to realize that you got to do something about it. And until you're not committed to making yourself better, nothing's going to happen for your brand. It's a combination of factors, because sometimes you get people that they're really into learning, but then they go into implementation paralysis. And nothing gets done. And people, you, that's the one thing that I will give you guys. If you have a takeaway right now, if you have one major takeaway from this interview, make sure that you are implementing something every day. Not only learning. I don't want to preach to the choir, because you guys are here. You're learning, right? If you're here, it's because also because we've been half an hour into this interview, you're obviously into learning. But your next step is practical implementation of that knowledge.
Yeah, so it's not like do another lesson in the Facebook Mastery course. No, it's take something out of that and actually apply it to your Facebook account, Facebook advertising, do something.
That's my obsession. And there's so much to do. There's so many things that you can do that, I mean, we can be talking about this for ages, Curtis.
Quite literally.
If you tell me what are your top 1,000 strategies, we can we can detail them. We can go one by one and just go and do a marathon, and we're gonna give them so much stuff.
Yeah.
But you got to go into implementation mode. And it's like I said, like if you're just starting on Amazon, or if you have a steady Amazon business that's doing well, just think about how to get that to a point that you're making enough profit that you can withdraw some of that so you can start investing really on the path that I've taken with Dr. Eric Berg, with Frank Suarez and Natural Slim, with a lot of different brands that we've worked on over the years that we've taken money out and we've gone to the top of the funnel on social media and we pulled a lot of attention in that now we drive into our own channels.
Sure.
And you know what's a beautiful thing is, Curtis, is when you do social media advertising and you do it well and you're putting a lot of attention there to come into your world, it's incredible. Like every single time your Amazon stats explode.
Sure.
When you get content to get seen by people, even though you're not bringing them to Amazon, people will still jump to Amazon.
Branding is branding.
Branding is branding. And also, Amazon has done such a good job of conditioning people. I don't know if a lot of you guys know this, but here's a fact, all right? A fun fact. I'm sure Curtis has talked about this before. I know it keeps on getting stronger. From every dollar spent on the internet in the United States, 50 cents of that dollar
on Amazon
belongs to Amazon.
Oh, it's crazy. I just bought a phone case, a different phone case for this one, but I saw an ad. I hate phone cases, by the way.
Oh, I hate phone cases.
I do too, but I have children that are young. I have a 1 year old.
Me too.
He would destroy this thing.
tell me.
I saw their ad, went to their website, was like, oh, that's really cool. Went to Amazon and bought it from them, free shipping.
Of course, you want the free shipping. No, it's not only sometimes—
I don't pay Prime for nothing.
That's right. It's not only the free shipping, Curtis. Sometimes you will have free shipping on your website.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still will jump to Amazon. And you know what it is? It's confidence.
Yeah, it's true.
It's trust. That logo has built trust that you won't even in your wildest dreams be able to build. You know that if you order on Amazon, that thing is going to be in your doorstep whenever they say
tomorrow,
it's going to be,
later that day.
It's magical.
It's true.
And because of that, we're a long way from being able to like get close to that. So might as well just leverage as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Now, I know that we only have you for a little bit of time today, but you've got the Facebook Mastery course. Now you have obviously sellers out there who are massive. Maybe they're not yet on Facebook. Should they check out AGM? Should they go, like, I don't know, focus wise, is that something, do you work with brands that are selling on Amazon to
100%.
Build that? That's kind of the focus, right?
100%.
So where should they go for that?
Yeah, we do all kinds of things. We will help a brand do better ranking, launch initial products. We will help them build their social media following. I mean, you guys here probably have heard of this little known platform called ManyChat.
You're familiar with it,
right? Well, my agency is the number one agency around the world. This is not just
you guys. I know that we're going to do a short little thing for Jest.
Yeah, we can talk about that. It's not my opinion. All right, I'm telling you, this is ManyChat's opinion. We got an award in 2020 called the Many Award, which is the top performing marketing agency for 2020. So we're a big deal in that particular world. So that's something that we do. We build the biggest Facebook Messenger channels, the biggest ManyChat channels in the world were built by us.
Wow.
This is something that we're really good at. Right, so we do this for Amazon sellers quite a bit, and then we have the serious Amazon sellers that are doing big numbers, mm-hmm. and they're really wanting to, you know, stop putting their own fate in the hands of Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, somebody wakes up on the wrong side of bed, they push a button and you're off, right? Because Amazon doesn't care about your $30 million a year.
It's just the way it goes.
Believe it or not, they don't care about it, right? So it's a machine that acts.
Well, when a company handles a expansion problem or like an HR problem by hiring 100,000 people, you know that they don't care about your brand.
Right.
They can't afford to.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So just to end on that subject, AGM Agency is the website, agmagency.com. If you guys want to find out more about that, you can find a contact us form there.
Perfect.
You can see how we can help you.
We'll throw for your course, and then we'll also throw for the agency.
For the coaching program, manuelsuarez.com/coaching.
Perfect.
manuelsuarez.com/coaching.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, okay, so this is the way this is going to go. This is the way it's going to go from here on out for all of our guests that we have on the podcast. We're going to be giving you a chunk that's available to everyone, regardless of if you're a Managed by Stats user or not. The last little bit where we're going to dive into the nitty gritty, how to actually do it like a pro. Unfortunately, for everyone who's not a Managed by Stats user, that part is just for our guys. So if you are a user, though, you'll find that part on our private Facebook user group. We're going to send it out with the email so you can jump in there if you haven't already done that. But otherwise, for anyone who's seeing this on YouTube, seeing this on listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, thank you very much for coming in.
Absolutely a pleasure to be here, Curtis.
Yeah,
make
sure
do it again.
We will definitely do it again. Make sure you know, rate it 5 stars, like it on YouTube, do all that stuff.
Do an unbiased 5-star, please.
No. For Apple, we don't need to be unbiased. I want a biased 5-star. If you can hack the system and give us 6 stars, do it.
Until Apple changes the rule, for the time being, yes.
Until then, go ahead
and give it a bias.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Facebook Ninja Podcast. If you want to learn more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then sign up for the Manuel Suarez coaching program by heading over to our website, manuelsuarez.com/coaching.